Now this morning, oh, this is so weird, the chairs are like so far. I'm going to have to do a lot of walking to get close to you because I like to be close and come give you a hug. I'm going to be talking about forgiveness. Now, those who have been at TCF for a while, don't tune off. I know you might have heard about it. You probably, most probably, heard about forgiveness before. This is one of the topic we have in our encounter retreat. We talk about it in our School of Champions. John Arnott wrote a book on the importance of forgiveness, and it's one of the main message that he brings around the world. because it's a really important message, and sometimes we need a good refresher. And as I was asking God what he would like me to share this morning, and it's funny, God always picks something that I've been practicing myself in the past few weeks. Something, you know, it's always something that has been challenged in my life. You know, things that you sometimes think that you're really good at. I know all about forgiveness now. I'm an expert. And then something happens and God shows you that you still need to learn. You still need some practice at it. So that's what happened to me. And so I'm going to be talking about forgiveness, but also the judgments that come with it, that keep us bound. And sometimes we talk a lot about forgiveness, but we kind of forget our own sins in judging the people that have hurt us. So it's good to forgive, but it's also vital to repent of our judgment. So just to have that in mind before I start. So I thought, you know, if we're going to talk about God's mercy and grace to the world, we better be experts at it ourselves in doing it in actions. You know, the Bible talks about faith without works being dead. I think it's kind of one of those things. It kind of nullifies the message if you go around talking about God's grace and God's love and his forgiveness, and then you turn around and you don't forgive the person that wronged you. You know, has it ever happened to you that someone was, you know, a Christian or whatever, that talks a lot about God's forgiveness and all that kind of stuff, and then And then they don't forgive you for something? You kind of think, well, how about we practice what we preach, you know? So that would make sense. And what does God think of us when we've received so much mercy, so much grace from him, so much forgiveness, and we don't forgive ourselves? Well, he has a pretty... things that seem pretty harsh to say about this, and we're going to read that a little bit later. So today is a really important reflection, because we tend to sometimes read the passages in Matthew about forgiveness and judgment. We tend to read them over and kind of not want to see how bad the consequences are if we don't forgive and if we keep our judgments. But the Bible is very clear. I think sometimes we're just scared, like, wow, if I don't forgive, God won't forgive me. Like, this is what it says. Right? If I judge, I'll be judged back. In the same measure that I judge, I will be judged. Wow. So that's good food for thought. Okay, so let's backtrack a bit. Before Jesus came, when the law was given to Moses, it was all about fairness. Exodus talks about tooth for tooth, an eye for an eye, a burn for a burn, a wound for a wound, you know, a life for a life. It had to be fair. Because God is just. God is fair. And that's where our desire for fairness comes from. Have you ever said, that's not fair? Yeah? No? It's just me? Thank you, Jill. I know that when things that are not fair happen, like when someone hurts me, or even when I see stuff happening, you know, around me, and like, that is so unfair. Like, how in the world can this person just let this go? And like, you know, how it is so unfair, because we have that desire for things to be just, for things to be fair, because that's how God is, that he made us in his image. So we'll want the same, you know, we want justice. So now the problem is with this law is that we break it over and over again. We have the same problem that the Israelites had. We're guilty in every respect. Now, Satan is able to accuse us before God because of that. He's like a really nasty lawyer. You know, he'll find all the things in the law that we broke and just remind us of it and remind God of it and remind God that he has to judge us for the sins that we do. And all the law breaking we do is punishable under God's law by death and eternal separation from God. Yeah? That is the consequence for our sins. Death and eternal separation from God. We are doomed. But there's a good news. See my feet? They have good news. They're beautiful. They carry good news. Because God doesn't want us to die. Even though he's fair and just, he doesn't want us to pay that price. He doesn't want us to die and be eternally separated from him. That's why he sent Jesus Christ. Now you're going to say, I've heard all this before. No, it's really good to remind ourselves of that when we talk about forgiveness, because that's what enables us to forgive others, to remember how much we've been forgiven. So God doesn't want us to die, even though he loves justice, and under the laws of the universe he's created, everything has to be fair. So that means all the sins that we do, they have to be paid for, right? It would not be fair if we could just get away with all those sins and nothing would be done about it. So let me remind you of what Jesus did for us then. I think sometimes having that fresh on our mind, not just sometimes, all the time, having that fresh on our mind is vital to live our Christian life, to remember the basics, to remember where we come from. You know, we talk about, oh, you know, I hear Jay say that sometimes. I remember where I come from, yo, my hood. And because he lived in a bad neighborhood, and we people from other country remember where they're from, you know, their culture and their language and all that. But we have to remember where we came from before Jesus came and rescued us from our sin. Before Jesus came and said, "Hey, I don't want you to die. I already paid. You don't have to pay again. It's already paid for." It's already paid for. So let us never forget where we came from. So what happened on the cross? Jesus became sin for us. He took all the sins of humanity on him. It's all paid for. All paid for. Paid in full. So God's justice was satisfied through Jesus Christ. His justice was satisfied through Jesus Christ. Okay? This is awesome. So, the consequence of our sin, that was eternal separation from God, doesn't have to be our consequence anymore. We don't have to have that consequence. So all we have to do is step up to the realm of grace and mercy from the realm of justice that we were in, and say, Jesus, I accept your forgiveness. I now choose to live in the realm of grace. And that's how it goes. Now it's through confession of sin, just realizing that we need to be saved from something, and then recognizing that Jesus is the answer. Okay. Hebrews 4:16 says, "Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace." So that's my illustration, is the chair, it's higher. that's the realm of grace and mercy. And so the verse goes, "So that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." So on the chair, in this realm of grace and mercy, I feel like a Catholic priest, you know, they always preach from up high. not good. So from that realm of grace, the river of God, life, peace, joy, all those good things flow. See, in the realm of justice, where I am now, Satan has gained dominion through accusing us of all our wrongdoings, of all our law breakings. But on the chair, in the realm of grace and mercy, I'm getting all tangled. Satan cannot touch us. He cannot accuse us of anything, because when we stand here, we say, "Hey, Jesus paid for it all." He's only allowed in the justice realm, okay? Now, there's a condition to be in the realm of grace and mercy, and that is to stay there. God's love is totally unconditional. We accept His free gift of salvation as a gift. It's a gift, right? We accept it freely, and we don't pay it for it. You know, we don't have to do anything. But to remain in that realm of grace and mercy, we have to stay there. Is that simple enough? Now, how do we come down of it? That's where my topic of forgiveness and judgment comes in. Matthew 6:12-15. It says, 12 first, it says, "And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors." And that's in our Father prayer that Jesus taught His disciples. And then Matthew 6:14 says, "For if you forgive others for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." Verse 15, "But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive you of your transgressions." Is there anyone here ever had unforgiveness in their heart? Have you ever not forgiven somebody? Okay. It happens pretty often, doesn't it? I know it happens to me. Sometimes, you know, my husband will do something that hurts me, and I'm like, I don't want to forgive him. I'm too hurt. And, you know, we find all kinds of excuses. It seems like, come on, life has to be fair, right? But we cannot ask for mercy and forgiveness and grace for ourselves and not give it to others. We can't be on top of the chair and here at the same time. It's one or the other. And that's what the Bible says here. If you don't forgive, I won't forgive, because you're choosing to stay here. That's not because God doesn't want to forgive us. It's just you don't want to be on the chair, right? Now, the reason for this is in Matthew 7. It talks about not judging. Because when we don't forgive people for the wrong they've done to us, we are taking God's place. We're saying, "I am the judge, and this is not fair." And God says, that's not your place. It's already paid for through Jesus. Judgment is God's. So Matthew 7:1 says, "Do not judge so that you will not be judged." Verse 2, "For in the way you judge, you will be judged, and by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. And there's things in the Bible we tend to not take literally because it doesn't feel very good. And this is not a feel-good message. Well, you'll feel good if you forgiven. repent of judgments. But the point is, it's not easy. It's not easy to forgive and to decide to stay clear from judgment. It's not always easy to stay on that chair. Trust me. Our unwillingness to forgive, though, keeps us in that realm of justice. And it opens the door to the enemy. Matthew 18:21-35. It's the parable of the unforgiving servant. I'm just going to make a Vero version really quick. So basically this master goes to his servant and say, you owe me money. And the servant says, well, I can't repay you. Please have mercy. And the master says, okay, I forgive you of your debt. You don't owe me anything. So it's all good. Now that servant goes to his servant and says, hey, you owe me money. And his servant says, well, please have mercy. I don't have the money right now to repay you. He's like, no, I don't want to forgive you of your debt. Go to jail until you repay me in full. So the master, his master, hears about this, and he's like, hey, I just forgave you of your debt. I just told you you don't owe me anything. And you turn around, and you go to your servant, and you say, you owe me money, and then you have no mercy? What is that? Then go to jail, and you have to stay there until you repay me in full. So that's not a good ending. But that's exactly what we do when we receive God's forgiveness and we turn around and we don't forgive people that hurt us. That is exactly what we do. And one time I had this crazy experience that I always remember. That was when we first were married, Jay and I, and I was just like beside myself because I was like, oh my goodness, I have become like my dad. And I hate my dad. And I was like, ah! So I was having, you know, a crying session and asking God why I was like my dad because I don't like my dad. So how the heck did I become like him? So then I don't know if I had my eyes closed or what happened, if it was an open vision, who knows. But I saw my dad in a prison, and God was showing me that I had put him in prison for the hurt that he had done to me, even though I had been set free. And by doing that, you know, with our judgments, that's a whole different topic, but the law of sowing and reaping, what you reap is what you sow. So I had sowed all kinds of judgment towards my dad, and in doing that, I had become just like him. Just everything that I hated about him had become part of me. I was like, no! How did that happen? So God led me through this whole, you know, I don't know how many hours it was of forgiving and repenting of my judgments. And it's been ongoing since then. It's much better now. But that first, you know, forgiving session was pretty intense. And God showed me that parable of the unforgiving servant. And it really came alive to me. So our unforgiveness opens the door to the enemy, like I said earlier. And I know it sounds a little scary, but here we are under God's protection, grace, and mercy. We live in forgiveness. And if we're tempted to judge others because of our hurts, we just say, God, you know, I'm not the judge. Forgive me. We keep our hearts clear. But here, in the realm of judgment, that's the realm where the enemy has dominion over through all his accusations of our law breaking. And when we are in this realm, we are breaking the law by doing the judging and forgiveness. So it opens the door to him to beat us up, basically. Mostly, you know, spiritually. And the Bible says that he has come to rob, kill, and destroy. And he does that in every way he can to steal our blessings and favor. Have you ever noticed, too, that when we choose to keep our unforgiveness and our judgments against people, and sometimes it's unknowingly. When God showed me that I was not forgiving my dad, until that point, I had not seen it that way. I thought, he hurt me, this is only fair that I hate him for it. Until God brought that revelation to me that I was totally unforgiving and I was standing in the place of judgment, I was not really aware of it. So sometimes we're not aware of it. But the point is that when we're in that place, it's hard mentally. We can have even physical problems because of unforgiveness and judgment. It really struck me when I started going to TCF and John Arnott was praying with people for them to be healed. And then after praying all the prayers, he's like, is there someone you need to forgive? And then they're like, well, actually, you know, the person that hurt me, this is why I have my arm hurt or something, whatever. And then they would forgive that person and they'd be healed. Isn't that awesome? Like, forgiveness has a lot of power. Sometimes we're in that place of unforgiveness. We're bitter and angry. You know, when you have judgments, like when I had all those judgments against my dad, I was so bitter at him. I was angry, and not just at him, but it became like I was doing the same to my husband. He's laughing now. Honey, aren't you glad that God showed me to forgive? And the thing is that it is not a private matter. Like, forgiveness is not just about you and God. It affects everyone. And my example is a very good one. It affected everyone around me. It affected my family. It affected my husband. And, you know, I'm sure I was not walking in the fullness that God wanted me to walk in. And who knows if I would be standing here right now if I hadn't forgiven my dad, because it's a pretty big issue. My heart was pretty hardened. It really keeps, like, areas of our hearts away from God, really, because we don't let God go there because we're wrong. And we're standing in the place of judgment. That's his place. Out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. So it's up to you, basically, as to if you want to stand here or here. I took the step. It's up to me. It's totally up to us. It's not up to anybody else. Do you want to stay trapped in your hurt and your anger and your bitterness? All that yucky stuff. I don't think so. Tortured by enemies that you can't see or gain victory over? Or do you want to be free? You know, we talk about forgiveness in our encounter retreats and pretty much everywhere we can, because forgiveness is really one of the really important keys for freedom, for healing and freedom. If you're still wondering what forgiveness is, the Oxford definition says to let off, to cease to resent, or pardon. Cease to resent. That's why forgiveness has to really be done from the heart, because you can't just say, I forgive you. and still have that resentment in your heart. And that's why the Bible does say, forgive from your heart. It's not just words. It's ceasing to resent. So you'll hear us say sometimes, forgive and release, forgive and release. Because that's really what it is. We let the other person go. We like in encounters, sometimes we have the example of unforgiveness being like holding something tightly. It hurts right now because I'm holding on to it really tightly. It's hurting me. And my knuckles will turn white in a second. So it's letting go. Letting the other person go free. And I'm not hurting myself anymore. Neither I'm hurting the other person. And unforgiveness and judgments can affect the other person. Did you know that? I don't really understand how it works, but I know that it's true. It really affects the other person. As soon as I started forgiving my dad, and I didn't tell him, you know, he's not a Christian, and it would, you know, anyways, I didn't tell him that I forgave him. And sometimes you don't need to tell people, especially when it's stuff like, for me, it was just stuff through my childhood that I've been hurt through, and it would have hurt my dad too much for me to tell him that. It was totally unnecessary, because I didn't do it on purpose. So, was I going with that? Yes. So it changed our relationship, and it changed him. It really started to change him. It was pretty amazing. And I was like, how is that? And God just showed me that the picture again of setting him free from prison. So your forgiveness has a lot of power. So when we choose to forgive, we choose to set them free and let the offenses go. And some of you will say, well, you don't know what I've been through. Like, I've been through some pretty hurtful stuff, and I can't really forget. And forgiveness is not about forgetting. It's just letting go and choosing not to hold it against the other person anymore. Not resent. And not hold judgments. It doesn't erase it from our memory, but once we choose to forgive and release and let go of our judgments, it gives God the ability to come with his healing power. And then he can come and heal that memory, and it won't be so hurtful anymore. And that is so true, because I'm telling you, I don't even remember half of the stuff I had to forgive my dad for. Because God has healed me so much now. I'm like, why was I so angry at him? That's amazing. I remember some specific events, but I know that when I started forgiving him, I had a mountain of stuff, and now it's like, what was I upset about? So God really comes and redeems everything. So when we forgive, it removes all legal grounds. We don't live in fairness and being in the realm of justice anymore. We're under grace and mercy. All right. So like I said, I'm almost done. And then we're going to do some practice. Forgiveness is an act of your will. It doesn't feel good. Sometimes it feels even worse at the beginning because you start thinking about all those things that have hurt you, and it doesn't feel good. And then you don't want to forgive the other person because it feels so unfair and it hurts so much, and how can I let go of this thing that has hurt me so much? You know, get the point. It doesn't feel good. That's why we say it's an act of the will. So you have to take that step to step on the chair, and the feelings will come later. Don't think about the feelings. So, you guys feel like practicing? All right, let's stand. Okay. So let's just ask God right now, just each of us personally, is there anyone I need to forgive? And think about the judgments that go with it too. Sometimes we'll notice that we have unforgiveness in our hearts through just noticing some of the judgments we have against certain people, and we're like, oh, maybe I need to forgive them for something. So let's just take a moment with God now and get our hearts cleared up from any unforgiveness, any judgments, so that we can live in that realm of mercy and grace. Because the price for our sins was paid in full through Jesus Christ, so that we wouldn't have to live in that realm of justice where we get beaten up by the accuser. We don't want to live there. We were there before, and He set us free from that realm. He paid the price in full so that we could live in the realm of mercy. God, search me and know me this morning. See if there are any wicked ways in me, God. Show me if there's any unforgiveness.